Well, we'll call the meeting to order. We'll ask for a motion to approve the minutes from April. Lots of busy things in those minutes and busy things happening the past month.
So moved.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Okay. All righty. I don't see any public here for discussion, so anyway. Hello to the camera. Latasha, operational overview.
Yeah, sure. So we've had a very successful month. I will say, for Older Americans Month, we have just, it's been amazing. The last couple of weeks since we met, you all know we had our member, donor, and volunteer event out in Terry True Blood, which was great. Got the mayor to come out there and he was doing some singing, so that was great. As I hid in the kitchen as he looked for me, I made sure I was way in the back so he couldn't see me. that went over really well. I think we had about 164 people or so that attended, so that was really great, and thank you all for coming. Those were available. Kate did go over for the proclamation last week.
I did.
And brought the proclamation over for us, which was really great. We appreciate her being a representative for Senior Center Commission. We did our first Frisbee Fest, which, you know, Skylar was here last year. She successfully graduated. Uh-huh. I think she graduates this weekend. At least she walks tomorrow, and then the big graduation is Saturday. But she did Frisbee Fest, and that went over really, really well. We had quite a few of our folks from Queer Elders were there in support of her because she was attending that meeting while she was here. And so, so it was great. We had people as young as 1.5 to probably about 80 or so that were out there having a good time out at City Park. And then we also had, I'm missing some of the many things that went on. Senior Standing Room Only, SSRO, did a collab with Tamarack Next Door. So I don't know if people got a chance to see that, but it was amazing. They did Sound of Music, and they did the puppet shows and other things, etc. And brought the kids over for Tamarack. So it was kind of nice to do an intergenerational event at that time. This year, New Horizons Band, I'm only going because we're still rolling on camera. New Horizons Band teamed up with Voices of Experience, and I think they did the Battle of the Republic or something. It was wonderfully done. It was really great concert. Great music there that happened. Family Folk Machine, now boasting over 130 members, had a wonderful concert on May, I think, 3rd or 4th, whatever that Sunday was, the first Sunday of the month. So that's gone over well. The trip for Figgy, I think it's almost full, or we're going to have to do a cutoff here in a minute, in a little bit. I think we're going to push out one more advertisement for maybe about 10 or more people to attend to that. And today Voices of Experience did an amazing job with their concert today, and it's just music all month. It's been amazing music all month, and connection and community engagement and all those pieces. So it's been really a great month here at the Senior Center from a programming standpoint. We're rolling into June in 2 weeks, basically, and so we have a lot of things coming up in June. And I don't think there's any like big to-dos in June that I can think of off the top of my head, but lots of programming, lots of wonderful folks coming in, and for a facility update, we are very close to them starting to do the work on fixing the temperature in the building. So I'm looking forward to that as a person that has been living with 59 to 62 degrees for many, many years. I am looking forward to having some consistent weather in my office. Like I said, I'm looking forward to that, but also the people that are hot and then cold on the next floor, it'll be really nice when we can have that kind of settled, as well as folks, we have already had our bid and everything for our doors and windows, and those will be coming in this fall, so.
I have a question about, I was outside the building today, walking in, and a lot of paint's peeling around the windows, so that'd be.
Yep, they're gonna take care of all of that. That's the last phase of our.
Yeah, because it's kind of falling off.
Yeah, the exterior process is to get that done, because you all know we already got a new awning and new sign, so the only thing left is to have some beautiful doors installed, and so we're actually gonna go with the classic doors. They're going to be wooden doors, so it'll kind of bring back the historic look outside the building. So I already have a reporter set up, so when that's done, we can shine on the front page, maybe, hopefully. and so looking forward to that happening this fall, as well as the temperature. So if we get the windows and the temperature, ooh, we're going to be shining like a new penny. I'm excited. So and then we'll start doing that work for our interior project, so new furnishings, new carpeting, different things like that will be coming. So, and we'll be asking for some input from folks once we get there, because it's been a long time since we've kind of revisited that master plan, and things have changed and the world has changed, and so we might need to do some adjustments there on the different things, and technology's changed, and how we can support people looks differently too. So we'll definitely follow up with that. I'm trying to see if I'm missing anything. We have small repairs, and we have some, you'll see a couple of new pieces of furniture come through. We've moved some older pieces out, and we're bringing some newer pieces in, and they should be in June. So maybe that's our big to-do in June, is we'll have a couple new furniture pieces. Just replacing out those ones that just don't work for us anymore. And so, just definitely looking forward to that. And hopefully we just have a really fun summer. Hope you all get out and enjoy some of the sunlight if you can. And that's all I think I have. Am I missing anything on facility? Okay.
Any questions for Latasha? I have one about interns.
Sure.
So you say Skylar's graduating. Is she going to be, is she done here as of now? Or?
So yeah, so she will be taking an internship at another location, but I'm keeping my eye on her to come back and do Frisbee Fest again for next year. Okay. But yeah, she's got a fully paid internship, which is something we haven't been able to offer. So she'll be doing that for her master's program. So she's going to stay here and do a master's program. But I'm hoping we can do some kind of collaborative effort and get Frisbee Fest here again, like we did this year.
She's been a good one.
Yeah, she was great. She was great. She was great. She was great.
Do we have any others that are staying on, or what is the intern situation?
I think
summer, is there any summer?
I don't know if we have summer students, though. We won't have any students this summer, but with the fall coming up, I don't think we have any students for fall. Sometimes we have like students, but they're only here for a few hours, so they might be in a doctoral program or something, and so very few people really see them unless they're doing something specific. We definitely are hope, we always get students in the spring, so we definitely will have, usually we have students in the springtime, but we will probably get some more student employees that'll come in, and they help out quite a bit. I hope, fingers crossed, in the fall that we have a couple of folks come in and do some work here at the senior center.
So the pipeline for that is just whatever, whoever might be ready.
Well, it depends if we're advertising. Like we can advertise for summer employees, but some of it is about like, do we have the funding, right? Because we help supplement some of their funding for the funding they get with, what's the program called?
Work study.
Do they get work study?
So we have work study positions, and if they qualify, but you have to be a full-time student in the summer to get work study, and that's not always the case for a lot of students. They go home, and so they just do work study in the fall and the spring.
Is that what Skylar was, work study?
No, Skylar was here as a social work intern, so she was here doing her practicum, which was she had to do that as a requirement to graduate. So yeah, so I was her social work supervisor.
So if you get a work study student, you're paying part of the salary.
Yeah, we pay a portion of it, yeah.
Part of the reason I'm interested is because my wife and I both did work study in college, and we drove CAM bus.
Oh, yeah, that's out there too for folks. But yeah, we do take work study. So some of our, sometimes some of our younger staff is work study, and some of them are actually City of Iowa City staff. So you don't know the difference. Either way, people get paid. Right.
And that's, I mean, they need the money to get through.
Yeah, school and all the other things that are going on in life.
All right, well, a little education about that. Any other questions? All right, let's move right on. We're going to have a short meeting today, I think. Anything about the master plan? We've already had an update on that, and it's kind of redundant part of the agenda, but we have to keep it on there, I guess. We had a little bit of discussion about that.
Yeah. Nothing at this time, unless people have specific questions, but when we get closer to working on that part of it, I'll definitely bring it back up so we can discuss it.
And community correspondence? Has anybody received any ideas from folks?
I just have a question. Can we get some name tags for when we attend events so that somebody knows that we're commissioned? Because nobody knows who I am, you know, in case they need to ask a question or bring something up or whatever.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, we can.
Thank you.
Do we have some that we can do? Yeah, okay.
I know I've got one that says volunteer, I think, and I always forget to wear it.
But I've got one that says senior center ambassador.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I put my name in it.
I have my old senior center thing, but it's pretty old.
Yeah.
It's 30 years old.
We'll definitely get those for you. Okay, do you think we can get that in the next 2 weeks, if possible? Okay.
Nothing fancy.
So before the next meeting, we'll get you all some. So. Okay.
All right, any ideas for future agendas?
I'd like to hear some more about classes. Mm. Some of the classes that have been offered and what's going on with those.
Sure.
And I've sat in on quite a few of them. Wow. I'm thinking about teaching one this summer probably. And I'm just, you know, I'm blown away by how the quality of the programs that I've seen. Been in, you know, like some of the health ones and, you know, the sleep one and different things like that.
I know we did have Michelle give us an update in the past year about programs. But
is there a program in particular, or you just want to just go through the program guide just kind of talk through?
I don't know.
Sure, we can
see
that.
See what they consist of and who's teaching them and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think we can touch base on that. Obviously, we don't want to go through the whole program, but highlight. I try to highlight a couple in a programming update, but I can highlight a few more.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll bring, maybe next meeting, we'll figure something out. I'll bring a copy and then try to highlight a couple ones and who's doing that.
That'd
sure.
be me. That'd be great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And if you're thinking about a class, you should probably talk to Michelle.
Yeah, right? We're in the process, but she's going to be gone for a while, so. She's going to be gone for a couple of days or next week or something.
And you probably need to talk to her how much ahead of time. I mean, a good month ahead of time.
We've been in conversation. We just haven't sat down and talked it out yet. Yeah. But we're getting there.
We're always about 2 months ahead because we have to put them out early, pull it together enough to pull them out early enough so people can register on time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, goodness gracious, we're setting a record here.
No meeting next month because of Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. We're closed that day.
It's what, Juneteenth?
Juneteenth is the next regularly scheduled.
The center
meeting,
will be closed.
So we'll be closed, yeah.
The city will be having some Juneteenth activities, but maybe not on the Thursday, or maybe they do have a Thursday night.
I think there's different groups that do versions of Juneteenth, so. I'm gonna barbecue.
Is that the city does that or something?
It just kind of depends. Sometimes people are just putting out their own events too. So I think it's a combination. Coralville might do it differently than Iowa City. Iowa City might have a couple different ones. It's, you know, I think no one's ever well, I don't want to say no one because I did for a long time. At this point in history, there is no one centralized organization.
Well, it's pretty new. It's pretty new, so people are kind
of... Well, I wouldn't say it's new.
It's not exactly new, but it's...
Yeah.
Newly recognized and stuff.
Yeah. I did about 9 years of it before it was nationally recognized completely. It was always on the books in Iowa as an Iowa holiday since, like, the 90s. But... Since then, since I came here the last 7 years, there's been multiple faces or different organizations that have done Juneteenth, and so it's more different pieces of it versus a centralized kind of activity these days. So I don't know, but I know there are a couple. I know people have reached out to me and said there are a couple different ones. So hopefully somebody, the city usually does a really good job of putting a press release out and saying these are the different Juneteenth activities happening.
Okay.
So maybe look for that one. But yeah, I just have overheard people or people have reached out to me like, oh, we're doing something at a park or whatever.
So. Well, it's sneaking up fast too. As long
yeah,
as June.
Yeah, yeah. And because of that it's, you know, designated at the 19th, and that can be Tuesday, that can be a Monday, it can be a Sunday. Yeah. So some people move on that weekend and move it on there, or some people do it on the day. So it just kind of depends. It can be like 10 activities going on at once.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, and not to mention the things like the Arts Fest and the Jazz
Fest.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
The city does lots of good summer things.
Yeah, those are just for clarification, as a past Summer of the Arts board member, I will have to say is that those events are put on by a nonprofit, but they are supported by different organizations and different sponsors in the community. And the city is a sponsor of it, but Summer of the Arts is its own nonprofit. Okay. Oh, yeah, so the city does not put those on, but they work in, yeah, they work in collaboration with the city to get the permits to put it on. And you know, like the downtown district does the block party, but that's not Summer of the Arts, so they're not the same.
Oh, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they're different.
And they are looking for volunteers. I've
always, seen, always.
Summer of the Arts, I know.
Yeah, they're always looking for volunteers. Whether that's running back and forth, many a year I was relieving artists when they were in their booth and they had to go get food or take a bathroom break, and I would just sit there and go, I can't tell you anything about this art. Just look at it. They'll be back in 10 minutes. So I did booth relief for a while, for a couple of years. So, but yeah, it's great stuff that we offer here in the community for sure, for across ages. So.
And the senior center is one of those great.
Absolutely, the best in town.
So, do we do like a booth or something?
Some things we do a booth for them.
Yeah, about that.
Like for instance, I know we went to the Asian Festival, or we are going, or we did go. Look, I can't even keep up. We have so many places, and you know, the senior center is kind of have a hub and spoke, so we have other places in the community where we are, so we're always on the go. So it's just one of those things where sometimes we're able, if we have the availability to be out at different festivals and stuff, then we will. I know we'll be at Pride this year supporting, because you know, Queer Elders is a group here, and so they'll have a booth and a hopefully we get our tent. So we'll be at Pride this year. And yeah, we try to participate wherever we can to get the word out and so people know more about the programs that we offer. And just people know that this is just a welcoming environment that anyone can come in, and it's a public place. So anyone is welcome in the building, but you gotta cross over the 50 threshold to be a member. So, but other than that, yeah, we try our best. We try our best to serve as many people as we can. So,
I like that term, crossover.
Crossover, yes, into an elite group of people. Once you cross over to 50, you're elite. Once you cross over into the 70s, you become platinum.
Okay. You become old.
Platinum. And you become old. Nancy. Well, now, welcome to the platinum version of your senior center membership. You are going to get all the things you got before with an extra smile.
I think when you're 69, you can talk yourself through between all of your children.
Oh, yeah.
When you're 70, you can't get a boyfriend.
That's true.
Some of us are approaching diamond status or whatever comes after platinum.
After platinum? I gotta come up with one. Maybe it is diamond. The ruby special.
There's two people here that I've seen that were here when I was here. So they've been here 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Least. Oh, yeah.
Joan Cook and Mary Catherine. I don't know her last name.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was here in her 50s.
Yeah.
I remember that. And I saw her, she saw me, I was like, oh my gosh.
Still here.
That's amazing.
We love that.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right, big boss.
Who wants to move that we adjourn?
I will.
All right, who wants to second it?
Second.
Who wants to object?
Nope. All right.